Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. For Imperial and Mexicali Valley, we are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874.
And don't make sure not to miss us on the KXL website radio broadcast, because you can download any one of our shows into either a short 5-minute summary or the whole entire show, which means we're leaving footprints now, so we're behaving.
Yes, and it's at kxlradio.com, and we have podcasts there.
Yeah, that's in DD Duty.
With your hosts, Maria and Scott.
Okay, so let's jump into this thing. We got Juan Jose Flores here, and he is a substance abuse counselor who is also in... Oh, wait. It's over. You're done.
Yeah.
When do you get your master's degree?
November.
In counseling? Is that what it is, or what's it called?
Master's in counseling.
Oh, okay.
And marriage and family therapy. So
how'd that go?
Yeah, it feels like a big load is lifted off.
You can just now and get a better gig somewhere else, or...?
I like what I do. But yeah, it's definitely a big load off and focus on something different now.
So how long have you been a substance abuse counselor?
A substance abuse counselor in and of itself, I believe it's been 2004, 2005, around there. That's when I came on board.
So four or five years. Have you seen it all?
Not really.
The kids, the grown-ups.
There's still more.
I've gotten an opportunity to work with diverse populations and just been around. So I've gotten a wealth of experience when it comes to work but I haven't definitely seen it all. You know, there's always something new that comes along with our clients.
What does it mean to be a substance abuse counselor for our listeners?
Well, really, it's more of a... What I do is facilitate groups, group therapy, and I don't really agree with the whole counselor title, and I let people know that because I don't believe I'm privileged enough to give people advice on anything, you know, as far as the whole counseling and
like, routes. Literally counsel.
Yeah, counsel. I don't do a lot of that. I don't think I ever do any of that, but more of facilitation. A guide, you know, provide resources, and so that's what it means to me as far as what I do at my work site.
Because when you said substance abuse counselor, we figured you sat in a room full of abusive substances and counseled.
Well, no, the reason why I asked that question because I there's probably a lot of listeners out there that have family members or them themselves or our parents. Parents, too, of teenagers who are listening to the radio show, and what does it mean to when my child, my loved one, my spouse, or myself, you know, they could say, we go into treatment, into alcohol treatment, what is it going to involve?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And they do come sometimes, you know, looking for that counseling. But it's just from the get-go, letting them know what your role is and what we're there for to provide. Because sometimes there's that tendency for responsibility of treatment to be placed on the counselor, and that's kind of starting off on the wrong foot already. So I make sure I leave my role clear from the beginning, and that helps. It helps a lot.
So today we're going to talk about one of the ways that one of the models, I suppose, that people can use to bring about change in their lives. So, you want to give us a quick summary?
Well, we're going to talk about the stages of change, and that's something we implement at Behavioral Health and especially in substance abuse treatment, mainly because it's a good way of monitoring where people are at as far as their recovery, how serious they're taking it, what interventions to use. You know, that would be effective because you don't want to deal with some intervention with somebody who's not in the proper stage for it or prepared for it. And just a basic summary is it starts off with pre-contemplation, contemplation, preparation, action, and maintenance. And that's what the show's going to be about today.
So anybody who's interested in changing anything, I suppose.
Anything, actually.
Yeah, this applies to pretty much anything. And for any bad habit that we have, you know, eating habit, you know, sleeping habit.
Could I change my good habits?
You could even change that.
Hopefully not.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.